You're listening to SBS News.
The eruption of a volcano in New Zealand, which has claimed the lives of a number of tourists and tourism workers, has highlighted the risks of adventure tourism. At a press conference, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern talked about the unpredictability of the volcano that caused the deaths.
My understanding is that tourism operations have been undertaken there for several decades, up to 30 years. It has been a live volcano throughout that time. At various times has been at level two. It is a very unpredictable volcano.
Professor Ross Dowling is Honorary Professor of Tourism in the School of Business and Law at Edith Cowan University. He says there's been an increase in the number of tourists visiting active volcanoes globally as part of a growth in adventure and geological tourism. Professor Dowling says in the case of predicting volcanic eruptions, the science is not perfect and tourists would be better off viewing a volcano deemed active from a distance. He says tourists visiting White Island would have been warned the volcano's activity level was classified as high, even if the risk was remote of an eruption occurring.
By human nature, we're very inquisitive, and there'll always be some people that, for them, the risk of putting themselves in danger is secondary to the thrill of actually being there. So, you know, if it was me, just my first reaction, I am a Kiwi, I've studied geology. If you ask me from a distance what I would do, first thing I'd say is it needs an immediate exclusion zone by air and by sea for that island, and it might be for 10 years, until everything settles down.
In its consular state of play report for 2018 to 2019, Department of Foreign Affairs figures show close to 1,700 Australians died overseas. The vast majority were due to natural causes, with 158 Australians dying as a result of an accident. Dr. David Bierman, a senior lecturer in tourism at the University of Technology in Sydney, says there are risks with all types of tourism, especially adventure tourism, even if those risks often seem remote. He says while the definition of adventure tourism is up for debate, it can include any type of tourism that will take you beyond the coach and expose you to the local environment. Dr. Bierman says research produced by the Insurance Council of Australia and DFAT shows travellers of all ages, but mainly younger people, are attracted to places with some potential dangers.
You know, whether we're talking about tubing down the Mekong River or even taking motorbikes when they don't have a bike license in Thailand. Sometimes some of our tourists actually take probably unnecessary risks. I think Australians, probably more than many other countries, are prepared to take a bit of a risk on a destination. In terms of the destinations that people love, a lot of Australians are probably lured by the fact that you can get a cheap holiday in certain parts of the world and are prepared to take to a certain extent, the risk.
The DFAT report revealed 87% of Australians surveyed were attracted to destinations with risk factors such as places that feel adventurous or unusual, while 51% aspire to go to a country with a smart traveller warning level of 2, 3 or 4, with 4 advising Australians not to travel to a country. About 10% of travellers were uninsured the last time they travelled, with rates of 22% seen for men under 30, while 53% of all Australians were not aware that travel insurance policies may not cover level 3 or 4 destinations. Some of the countries receiving level 3 ratings are Saudi Arabia, Iran, Haiti and North Korea, which has just opened a new ski resort in a bid to attract tourists. That's North Korea's state media reporting on President Kim Jong-un cutting the ribbon during the official opening last week of a new hot spring spa complex, a couple of hours' drive from the capital Pyongyang. At the opening, Mr. Kim described the spa as an example of high civilization under socialism. In a country where tourism is excluded from the heavy sanctions the United Nations Security Council has imposed on the North over its nuclear weapons program. Dr. Bierman says despite concerns about human rights abuses, say in North Korea, or safety concerns about climbing Mount Everest, some people will do anything to achieve a goal.
People's desires to perhaps tick off something on a bucket list sometimes overcome their good sense. And I guess the best example of that one, which is very much seared in my head, were these images of people literally queuing to go up Mount Everest. What was a bit disturbing, particularly this year, was that there was a lack of control about how many people could climb up Mount Everest at a time. And for people to be caught up waiting to get up to the mountain was lethal. I think 11 tourists were killed trying to scale Mount Everest this year.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.